I would let you sit down, but I need to sit down, obviously, being fat bastard.
look, we've got to have a special intro for our podcast, so...
Hi, I'm Les Dennis, and you're listening to KISS 101 Breakfast Show with Matt and Caroline, and so am I.
Come on!
Yay! Thank you, the Dennis.
I love the Dennis. It is, it's Matt and Caroline. Podcast exclusive. We don't do these very
No,
often.
This is very exciting.
We're going to start doing these like on a regular basis soon, but we thought we'd better do an impulsive one straight away because we've got such a big celebrity guest in this morning. It's worth bigging them up a little bit more. Welcome back, Fat Barlow!
Yay!
Hey! Oh, and Amy's here as well. Hey.
Yay!
She's a big fan of Fat Barlow, as we know.
I am.
She's been feeding him cakes all morning.
I've kept the single, but your new single, I'd Wait for Life.
That's good.
What's the name of the album, Fat Barlow?
No, it isn't.
Well, it depends. Like, we got a few different names for it. We like to call it the puppy.
Okay, let's listen to a little
Did
bit
of
this.
Did you just sort of shout out things you liked and then until you decided on one?
Or do nature it?
I don't really. Well, I do like puppies, but only cockers.
Fair enough. Listen, I've got here your current single, which is can I just say, rubbish. But someone listening might want to hear a little bit.
I like it.
That's me singing that.
Yeah. Sing along with your own vocals.
I do that.
Yeah, right.
Puppies and shoes.
That's the new single from Take That and the Boys. I'd Wait for Life. I would destroy it right now, but unfortunately Amy wants it.
I do. I love it.
Have you got any questions for Fat Barlow, Amy?
Yeah, Fat Barlow, if you were to choose a Spice Girl to marry, which one would it be?
That's quite a difficult one. I'd probably choose...
It's the kind of question you get on Going Live.
I'd probably choose Baby.
Baby Spice.
Baby.
Why is that, Fat Barlow?
I don't know. Well, she's blonde, isn't she?
So you're a fan of the blondes?
Well, you know, I like my blonde hair.
when it was bleach blonde, you mean, back in 1993?
It's naturally blonde, thank you.
What, naturally bleach blonde?
Garner, would you like to check, confirm this?
No, is it naturally blonde?
Lift up the rolls.
We've
got a question here from Jenny on the text. Notice how I've just made this up completely.
Yeah.
Jenny, thanks for your text. Jenny is in Bristol. She wants to know what you and the rest of Take That get up to in your spare time.
Well, we play games, like trying to come up with different names for the album. We call the recent one Puppy, the Puppy album.
The Puppy album.
That's what we've... And then we do that.
Okay.
Sometimes we go out for dinner.
Right. Where to? Where's your favourite restaurant?
I like Mamma Mia's. It's like in Bolton.
Is this when you sit down and the rest stand up?
I sit down and I do... I can't twirl the spaghetti around my fork, so I just slurp it up.
Do the others have to feed you?
No.
Are you the only one allowed food and they just have to sit and beg until you give them some?
They do that sometimes.
tell us about solo careers. What happened to the Take That Boys solo careers?
Well, they just didn't really have that much songwriting talent, so when they came to writing songs, I couldn't do it because I haven't got very much talent to do it.
Right. And what about yours? You're included in that, though, surely? Because
The boys, I mean, they're good lads. Orange.
What about your solo career? What happened
to
yours?
I mean, Orange, what he did is...
You had a solo career. What happened to that? Was that not gone as well?
Orange was in this film, right? Hollywood film. I think it was called The Net.
I always preferred the Backstreet Boys. Speaking of whom, we have another friend of the show who I believe is probably one of your rivals from the old 1990s, AJ from the Backstreet Boys. Remember the Backstreet Boys?
I know AJ.
I loved the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, they were amazing, weren't they? I Want It That Way.
I know AJ. I haven't spoken to him for years, but I know him.
He's alive, he's well, and living in Chepstow.
AJ, hello!
Hello.
It's AJ from the Backstreet
Hey,
Boys,
AJ!
Everyone!
God, must be like 10 years.
AJ, Fat Barlow is with us this morning. He reckons he knows you.
Who's there?
Fat Barlow.
AJ, it's me, mate.
Hello,
you have to
AJ.
Excuse AJ, he's had a slight stroke, so you've got to bear with him.
AJ, it's Fat Barlow, just say hi.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, AJ, it's Barlow.
It's Barlow?
AJ doesn't know him.
You're lying, Fat Barlow.
Yeah,
you're not friends.
Never met.
We had some famous friends, thank you.
AJ, just quickly, what are you up to today? Anything exciting?
Oh well, bit of gym action on the way to the gym at the moment. I've just been just had to pull the car over to speak to you guys.
Right, okay.
Are you suffering the same problem as Fat Barlow, where the little bit of muscle you acquired in the 90s is now running to fat?
I'm a bit fat these days. Yeah.
Oh dear.
He wants it that way.
Backstreet's back.
All right. Thanks for your time, AJ. You have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
I believe you're going to be on the show this Thursday. Is that right?
I heard a rumour, yeah.
Yes, Thursday morning, or if you're listening to this after Thursday, AJ was on the show Thursday morning. We'll see you later.
Thank you very much.
There's AJ from the Backstreet Boys. See, Barlow, he's a lovely man, is he not?
Barlow went a bit beetroot when AJ didn't know who he was. Yeah.
Well, that's a long time ago.
Is he forgotten you? Is that
weird? Don't feel bad, because AJ lies as well. I mean, he says he's going to the gym, but it's actually the bowls club.
He generally spends most of his time fishing. So, you know, don't feel bad about spending your time in the greengrocers.
Loves a bit of trout.
Trout. Mm. Chepstow trout especially.
I guess you could get together with your fan of root vegetables, his fan of fishing. You could have quite a nice salad, maybe, you know.
Quite know where we're going.
No, yeah. We don't really do salad with root vegetables.
Really?
It's more beetroot kind of and sea bass? Stew, casserole. Okay.
The bigger dinner.
Horseradish and minnow? No,
not at all. Okay.
There's another friend of the show I've got here. Do you remember this person?
Hi, how you doing? I'm Kavanagh.
Oh, Kavanagh QC.
No. Who else was from around your time? This person was in a big girl band around your time.
Hi, I'm Louise Redknapp, and you're listening to Kiss 101 with Matt and Caroline.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. She did Stuck in the Middle.
She did. Did you hang out much on tour, Take That and Eternal when she was...
We actually did backing vocals on that track. If you listen really hard, you can hear it. On the oohs and ees, not on the ahs though.
Right, should we have a quick round of Can You Identify the Kistry track? James Merritt's not playing in the Kistry Hour at 11 this morning.
Let's.
Right, all into win. We're going to do Wrigley's Extra Ice you can win today.
Oh, cool.
This is a liquid burst. It's Wrigley's Extra. What do you reckon, Barlow?
It's green.
It is.
Don't worry, Fat Barlow, it's sugar-free. It's okay.
All you got to do is identify the all-important Kistry tracks that you can hear here on Kiss 101 on a daily basis at 11 a.m. Here comes your first one. First one to shout your name and give me the answer wins prizes.
Fat Barlow. Amy.
That was Fat Barlow.
Dancing Queen.
Bye.
ABBA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here comes your next one.
Fat Barlow.
Fat Barlow.
Everything I Do by Bryan Adams.
Oh, man.
Fat Barlow is clearly in the lead here. Third one.
Caro
got that.
Now, I'm not sure if this is Phil Collins or Genesis, but it's She's an Easy Lover.
Yeah. Who's it by?
I'm going to say Phil Collins.
Well, someone else.
Genesis!
It is someone else. No, it's not Genesis. Fat Barlow?
It's Phil Collins and Bobby DeMora.
No. Let's say Davro then.
Phil Bailey it was.
Phil Collins
and Phil Bailey. Yes. Not the Phil Bailey off of Nevermind the Buzzcocks, though.
That's Bill Bailey.
That's Bill Bailey.
Yeah, yeah.
And nor is it Phil Jupiter's from Nevermind the Buzzcocks. But if you amalgamated the two, you'd get that person, Phil Bailey.
You would, but that would be odd.
Yeah. Final one.
Where are we going with this?
This is for another point.
Yeah,
Amy!
Steps!
What's the song called?
A Deeper Shade of Blue!
Embarrassingly, yes. Amy wins the mince! It's a bit embarrassing. Caroline, you didn't do too well there.
I actually involuntarily slipped into a coma. I just was so bored.
Barlow, tell us about your musical tastes. What's big for you right now in the musical world of Barlow?
I like some of our greatest hits, like Pray.
Yeah,
it's good.
What about stuff that isn't by Take That?
Well, there's a couple of songs, Relight My Fire, and the new song Patience, which is great. I think it's probably the best thing we've ever done.
Patience was the first song. There have been two more since then.
But Patience is my favourite.
Right.
It's got my head voice.
Is that the one where you're sitting down, by any chance?
I sit down in all of them.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with your legs? Or?
No, I just look better on my haunches.
Is it that thing that, you know, girls say that they feel better if they lie down because it flattens their stomach out? Do you have to have the same thing, you know, when you sit
lie
down,
back?
You like stretching your tummy up a bit?
Does it not
give you a slight over flap, though, over the piano stool? Or do you just pretend not to, actually, you're not actually sitting down, so you tighten up your thigh muscles a bit?
It's quite comforting. It's like a squat.
You look good on your haunches.
Absolutely.
What can we expect from Take That over the next 12 months, Fat Barlow?
I think more great hits like Shine.
All right, you don't need to talk about the music.
More hits like Patience.
All right, just generally, what are the band going to be up to?
We're going to be eating out. We're going to be shopping. I'm going to be tending to my allotment and my garden whenever I can. I'm going to be spending a lot of time with my kind of pinstripe motifs, just working on them, making sure they're nice and vertical. I'm bringing out the best in my curves.
Do you not have a lady friend to spend time with?
I'm afraid that's personal information.
Wasn't he married, Barlow?
Yeah, with about three children.
I've been broken up with her.
So it's personal that you're married? What?
Was that because of the root vegetables?
Well, she liked gherkins. but they're
and
not
you
really.
Like beetroot, so it's, oh, it's a match made in hell, really, isn't it?
Always a problem.
That, and with that, the Cocker Spaniels, I mean, you know.
Beetroot and gherkins. I mean, Marks and Spencer would never sell a salad with beetroot and gherkins.
No,
one or the other,
no,
one or
no,
the other,
that's
fine.
It. They both, you know, you can over-pickle the sandwich, I think, really.
And on that, thank you for being our guest today. You're a wonderful human being, Fat Barlow, and we look forward to never playing any of your songs on Kiss 101.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Unbelievable. Fat Barlow, everyone.
Yay!